Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy.
With my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. We thank you for this word, Father. But Father, we also praise you and thank you for the Holy Spirit that has been given to us so that we can hear your word, the understanding of it be given to us, taking us into the depth so that we can really know the meaning, Father, that you want each of us to have in order so that we can do whatever it is you will call upon us to do. I'll be with us throughout the remainder of the service this morning, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This is Monday, so we're going to be in the Old Testament. We're going to be in chapter 23. We've come 23 chapters, or 22 chapters that we finished so far. And now we're in 23. We're also going to be dealing now with the death and the burial of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, you know, we don't live as they lived, but God gave them a lot of things that pertained to us in our day and time. And as we go through the Old Testament, we're going to be seeing those things. And my prayer is that it will help you to build your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Almighty God. Because, you know, there are things that you and I need in order to fulfill our work with Him. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we're nothing. And we can do nothing on our own. Now, as we get into this chapter, here in verse 1, it says, and Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah, 127 years old. That's what she was. Now, verse 2. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba. A lot of people wonder where I got my first name. Well, here is the first mention of it. As all of you know, my first name is Kirjath. K-I-R-J-A-T-H, Kirjath. And there, it's used in several different ways in the word, but this is the first mention of it. Now, actually where my name came from was Kirjath Ain, which was a city of refuge. My grandfather had it, so I wound up with it. And because of my first name and my middle name, I wound up being called all of my life by my initials. Because people couldn't remember how to pronounce my first name, and they couldn't remember how to spell it. Then my first grade school teacher started calling me KD and had this stuck through my lifetime. Now, says, then Sir died in Kirjath Arba, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan, and Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead, spake unto the sons of Heath, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourn with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heath answered Abraham, saying unto him, he's trying to find a burying place now for Sarah. Verse 6. Hear us, my Lord. Thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. Abraham stood up, bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heath. And he communed with them, saying, if it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end, as a turn of page, of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place amongst you. He's wanting to bury Sarah amongst those people. Now, here in 10. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heath, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham and the elders of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, "Nay, my lord, hear me. The fee again I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee, in the presence of the sons of my people, give I it thee, bury thy dead." There's someone here now that's giving it to him. Verse 12, and Abram bowed down himself for the people of the land, and he spoke unto Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, "But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me, I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me, and I will bury my dead there." And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, "My lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead." And Abram hearkened unto Ephron, and Abram weighed to Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money, with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders around about, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession, presence of the children of Heath, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein is made sure unto Abraham, possession of a burying place for the sons of Heth. He's wanting to Sarah buried among all of those things, and among the sons even of Heth. Now, here in chapter 24, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, "Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." He's wanting a wife for his son Isaac, now that promised child. from their own country, their own people, not from any of the Canaanites. Verse 4. Thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, take a wife unto my son Isaac. 5. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from which thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou now that thou bring not my son hither again. 7. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. He's telling him now that God's going to send an angel before him, but that all things will be done as he's asking to be done. Now, verse 9. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. He's swearing to him that he's going to do as Abraham had bid him to do. Now, and here in 10, and the servants took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. He's just well the time for these women all to come to the well. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. He's praying now for the Lord God to give him guidance and the woman to be Abraham or Isaac's wife. Behold, I stand here. Pardon me just a moment. All right, now. And 13. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. He's asking for a certain way for God to show him the right woman. How many of us today, even with all we've got, really go to God in that kind of faith, believing that He will do what we ask? And we're told He will. If what we are asking is according to God's word and all, God will do exactly what He said He would do. So why is it we don't believe it? Put too much self out front, don't we? Now, He's asked for this sign. Now, here in 15. And it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, he was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher, and came up. Pretty woman. It says here, very fair to look upon. I mean, she was pretty lady. Now, she's went, filled up her pitcher, and she's come up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when he had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. She's done exactly as he had asked God to let him know. 20. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran again into the well to draw water, and drew for all of his camels. The man, wondering at her, felt his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Now he's wondering. She's been the first woman. Now he's wondering about it. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter Bethuel, the son of Malachi, which she bare unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. She's gone before him now and sharing these things so far. And Rebecca had a brother, and his name, Eleven. Eleven ran out into the man, into the well. And it came to pass when he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebecca, his sister, saying, "Thus spake the man unto me," that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camel at the well. 31. And he said, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told my errand." And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "He's not going to eat now until he tells why he's there, what his errand's all about. Then he'll know whether he's going to be really welcome to eat or not." Now, 34. And he said, "I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he is become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants, and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him has he given all that he has." He said his son's going to have all that he has. "And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell." He doesn't want Isaac, as we said before, marrying a Canaanite woman. He wants them of his own land. Now, "And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angels with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from thy oath." Now, he was to go where he was told to go. But if they wasn't going to give him a woman, Abraham wasn't going to hold him to that oath. In other words, he wasn't going to hold anything against him. Now he goes on here in 42, "And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed for my master's son. He told him about the praying he had done there before Rebecca came. Here in 45. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. She went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Malachi bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelet upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now that ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Now, turn 50. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. He's rewarding them for letting her go. Now, they told him to take her. 54. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. They rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that, she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire of her mouth. She hadn't even been asked about all of this. But they had agreed. To this point, they haven't said anything to her at all. Now, June 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands, of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Now, she's leaving with her blessing. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Here at 62. And Isaac came from the way of the well, and I don't know how to pronounce that well's name. It's L-A-H-A-I-R-O-I. For he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. You know, these men walked with a lot of honesty and a lot of faith to do the things that their earthly masters would even tell them to do. And here this servant had prayed to God and asked him to let him know about the right woman, and it happened just as he had asked. She done exactly what he had asked the Lord for the right woman to do. What about us today? How far off have we gone from being what we should be? A long way, haven't we? A long, long way to being what we should be. We're going to stop there because now most of these chapters get pretty lengthy. And we're going to be getting into a lot of them now that's going to carry a lot of information for us. But when we really stop and look at the one we just finished here, chapter 24, there was a lot of things there, wasn't there? The death of Sarah, how Abraham got her burying place, what it cost him, sending his servant to get a wife for his son, Justin, another one, to get the right woman for him. But you see, back then, it wasn't all of this that we have today to go through. Not that anything's wrong with what we do. because we should take time to know each other and to be able to build a life upright on it and with deep love. Because you see, our Lord comes first. And then our Lord God and His kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, comes first in our life. Then our wives are supposed to come next. And then our family. And then our work. But today, man has gotten things turned around to the point to where the Lord, they have forgotten altogether. And then their work comes first. They let their families go. They're not bringing them up in the ways of God. They don't take them to church or send them. They don't teach them even at home. Now, we can't help what they do when they get grown. But we are to see when they are small that they go to church and that they have heard the word. Now, mine did. Mine was sent to church. What they do after they get away from home, that is always between them and the Lord. But I pray that none of them will walk so far away that they cannot get back to you. I don't want any of them lost. I want to see them all make heaven their home. Now, I've got a son and his whole family, my grandchildren and all, in Florida. Now, they go to church. And they told me what church they go to. I'd like to see them in a different one. But at least they are hearing about Jesus. And I keep praying that one day they will find that there is more that they need than what they're getting. Now, we're going to stop here for this morning. And we'll be picking back up with Chapter 25, and we're still going to be dealing a whole lot with Abraham. But, you know, Abraham is considered the spiritual father for a lot of us, not for all of Christianity, really. Because that was the covenant that God made with him. We are considered as part of his seed when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for this word. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that lives within us. Hold us and your own to you. Father, we ask you to use us. Let us speak to someone today about the Lord Jesus Christ. And your word. Us, Father, to help someone else to find Jesus. Because, Father, we know that that's why we are here. We are here to serve you, Father, to serve you here, to be one that the Holy Spirit can work through. And we give you praise and thanks, Father, for that. Be with us now, Father, throughout the day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. So that we can do the work that you will call upon us to do. Now, Father, help us to all remain and remember to come back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where we can be back into your word. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'll walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a great day. And rejoice, because you are a child of the living God. Now, remember to be back at 6 p.m. this evening. So until then, as I said, walk with God and have a great, great day. Help somebody along the way. Bye-bye now.